Hello, stupid idiots. It's me, Garen Lion. I mean, it's time. What the hell am I supposed to say? I don't know. Hello, whoever you are listening to me, woman or boy, minor or elder, whatever you are. I don't care. I really don't. Just kidding. I really do care about my listeners who do listen to me. We are going to talk about a little bit about the wrestling, what's going on there, and how it's going on. About the Shield thing and the whole Hell in a Cell match. The Miz and Maryse, Brie and Daniel. So it's going to be awesome, I think. And the whole Shield reunion thing was the best part of the Raw, I think so. And the whole Raw was, and SummerSlam was, I think I would give it 5. If it's 5 stars, then I would give it 4. And I mean, it was tremendous. There were the points for which I cut the 1 star. I really don't need to explain that, because it was really nice. So, and what else we got here? We got Star Going On thing. And what is the Star Going On thing? The Star Going On thing is, we're going to talk a little bit about astrology, which most of the people nowadays kind of hate. I don't believe in them, but I think there are tons of people who do and still believe in them. So let's just talk about a little bit about our stars. I'm going to pick the Pisces today because it's my own star. Just kidding, it's not my star, but it's just to a little bit explain it, because they are artistic, lovely, and
what am I going to do? My radio program plan is online broadcasting. I'm on my record. I'm on my program. I don't need record. Be
hello there. I'm Karen, and here I am to give you a beautiful story. If you're going to sleep, just give it to your kids and let them sleep. If you want to hear a horror story, there is no place for such stories right here. I'm going to tell you a little beautiful story. Let's take a break. I'll be back with the story. Once there were two friends. They used to live together. They both of them both of them started working in the city. One of them got high jobs and got high pie and all that stuff. The other one was like loser, basically, you can say. When the rich one was decided to go back to give a little money to his father and mother. Then he thought, oh my god, my friend, he doesn't have any money, he's like poor, we are going to go back together to our village or whatever there were, I don't know. So they decided, so he bought him a good new shoes, new dress and all that good stuff, and give him a little money so that he can go and like be a little to feel a little better, but it was the main purpose of the whole story, that he wanted him to make him feel a little better about himself and all that stuff. So when they both got back on the way, the one who doesn't even have anything decided to kill his friend and take all the money he had. So he killed him in middle of the journey. He killed him and threw him into the sun, blah blah blah, I don't know where. So when he came back, his fam, the fam, oh God, I cannot even explain this story. God. Oh, just leave it. That was a sad story. I don't want to tell you anymore. Leave it. He was all, this was all bullshit. But his ghost came back to haunt him. And one day, one king saw him. King heard that there was a skull which was dancing like all the way. So the king wanted to see that skull, not that hole, whatever the hell it's called. King called him, he came there, so he decided, okay, you're gonna dance in front of me like you dance in front of all of those stupid people for your friend or whoever he is. I just mixed up the story. I don't really remember it. So when he said, I'm not going to dance until you give me the justice. He is my friend, he killed me. Even though I've helped him, I mean, when he was poor, he had nothing, not even a penny in his pocket. I helped him, he killed me. I want justice right now. So the king decided, and after what he had, like, the situation and all of the evidence and all the things he got at that time. So I don't know how in the stories he knew that, and then he decided to punish that piece of shit. And he punished him, I don't know how, but he killed him. So he punished him. Then after that bone was released. I don't know if it was not released. Then he danced for the king and lived his rest of his life. Not, there was no life, he was a ghost. So rest of his ghost life by dancing on the street and earning money for his family. That was basically it. The story was basically based on bullshit. If you liked it, give my podcast an applause, please. And I really don't give a damn if you didn't like it. Just kidding. Please like it. I'm sorry if you like it or not. It's like, shut the fuck up. Okay, whatever the hell. I hope you like it. Nighttime story time. Enjoy it, you pathetic people. I knew you watched Conjuring movies, so this is not going to affect you anymore, but I think there is someone in your room right now. Hello there, I'm Karen, and here I am to give you a beautiful story. If you're going to sleep, just give it to your kids and let them sleep. If you want to hear a horror story, there is no place for such stories right here. I'm going to tell you a little beautiful story. Let's take a break. I'll be back with the story. Once there were two friends. They used to live together. They both of them both of them started working in the city. One of them got high jobs and got high pie and all of that stuff. The other one was like loser, basically, you can say. When the rich one decided to go back to give a little money to his father and mother, then he thought, oh my God, my friend, he doesn't have any money, he's like poor, we are going to go back together to our village or whatever there were, I don't know. So they decided. So he bought him good new shoes, new dress, and all that good stuff, and give him a little money so that he can go and like be a little to feel a little better. But it was the main purpose of the whole story, that he wanted him to make him feel a little better about himself and all that stuff. So when they both got back, on the way, the one who doesn't even have anything decided to kill his friend and take all the money he had. So he killed him in middle of the, I think, journey. He killed him and threw him into the sun, blah, 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 I don't know where. So when he came back, oh God, I cannot even explain this story, God. Oh, just leave it. That was a sad story. I don't want to tell you anymore. Leave it. This was all bullshit. But his ghost came back to haunt him. And one day, one king saw him. King heard that there was a skull which was dancing like all the way. So the king wanted to see that skull. Skull, not that hole, whatever the hell it's called. King called him, he came there, so he decided, okay, you're gonna dance in front of me like you dance in front of all of those stupid people for your friend or whoever he is. I just mixed up the story. I don't really remember it. So when he said, I'm not going to dance until you give me the justice. He is my friend, he killed me. Even though I've helped him, I mean, when he was poor, he had nothing, not even a penny in his pocket. I helped him, he killed me. I want justice right now. So the king decided to, king decided, and after what he had, like, the situation and all of the evidence and all the things he got at that time. So I don't know how in the stories he knew that, and then he decided to punish that piece of shit. And he punished him, I don't know how, but he killed him. So he punished him. Then after that bone was released. I don't know if it was not released. Then he danced for the king and lived his rest of his life. Not, there was no life, he was a ghost. So rest of his ghost life by dancing on the street and earning money for his family. That was basically it. The story was basically based on bullshit. If you liked it, give my postcard an applause, please. And I really don't give a damn if you didn't like it. Just kidding. Please like it. I'm sorry if you like it or not. It's like, shut the fuck up. Okay, whatever the hell. I hope you like it. Nighttime story time. Enjoy it, you pathetic people. I knew you watched Conjuring movies, so this is not going to affect you anymore, but I think there is someone in your room right now. Hello there, I'm Karen, and here I am to give you a beautiful story. If you're going to sleep, just give it to your kids and let them sleep. If you want to hear a horror story, there is no place for such stories right here. I'm going to tell you a little beautiful story. Let's take a break. I'll be back with the story. Once there were two friends, they used to live together. They both of them both of them started working in the city. One of them got high jobs and got high pie and all of that stuff. The other one was like loser, basically, you can say. When the rich one was decided to go back to give a little money to his father and mother, then he thought, oh my God, my friend, he doesn't have any money, he's like poor, we are going to go back together to our village or whatever there were, I don't know. So they decided, so he bought him good new shoes, new dress and all that good stuff, and give him a little money so that he can go and like be a little to feel a little better. But it was the main purpose of the whole story, that he wanted him to make him feel a little better about himself and all that stuff. So when they both got back,
in the way, sorry. Not they didn't even got back to, on the way, the one who doesn't even have anything decided to kill his friend and take all the money he had. So he killed him in middle of the, I think, journey. He killed him and threw him into the sun, blah, 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 I don't know where. So when he came back, oh God, I cannot even explain this story, God. Oh, just leave it. That was a sad story. I don't want to tell you anymore. Leave it. He was all, this was all bullshit. But his ghost came back to haunt him. And one day, one king saw him. King heard that there was a skull which was dancing like all the way. So the king wanted to see that skull, not that hole, whatever the hell it's called. King called him, he came there, so he decided, okay, you're gonna dance in front of me like you dance in front of all of those stupid people for your friend or whoever he is. I just mixed up the story. I don't really remember it. So when he said, I'm not going to dance until you give me the justice. He is my friend, he killed me, even though I've helped him. I mean, when he was poor, he had nothing, not even a penny in his pocket. I helped him, he killed me. I want justice right now. So the king decided, and after what he had, like, the situation and all of the evidence and all the things he got at that time, so he knew that, and then he decided to punish that piece of shit, and he punished him, I don't know how, but he killed him. So he punished him. Then after that bone was released. I don't know if it was not released. Then he danced for the king and lived his rest of his life. Not, there was no life, he was a ghost, so rest of his ghost life by dancing on the street and earning money for his family. That was basically it. The story was basically based on bullshit. If you liked it, give my postcard an applause, please. And I really don't give a damn if you didn't like it. Just kidding. Please like it. I'm sorry if you like it or not. It's like... Shut the fuck up. Okay, whatever the hell. I hope you like it. Nighttime story time. Enjoy it, you pathetic people. I knew you watched Conjuring movies, so this is not going to affect you anymore, but I think there is someone in your room right now.